Hey, this is Joe Healy. Today we're going to take a look at publishing your App Studio app that you've generated source code for, or we'll generate the source code here, to the Windows 10 Store. I am Joe Healy, blogs.msdn.com, DevFish, and at DevFish on Twitter. So what are we going to cover? First, this assumes you've already built something in App Studio. We're going to take that application in Windows App Studio, and we're going to generate source code for it. We'll compile and test it using Visual Studio. We'll grab a screenshot using a simulator. We'll set up a Windows Store Association the easy way, aka from Visual Studio, and we'll actually publish that app to the Windows Store. So you will wind up after this with your application, at least in the approval chain, to get it published to the Windows Store. Whether it gets published or not, well, that's kind of up to you. But this is the steps that we will take to get it from App Studio, Windows App Studio on the web, all the way in to the Windows Store. So here you are with your basic App Studio app. It's ready to go in App Studio, up at appstudio.windows.com. We're going to save it. Always save it. And then we're going to click Finish. At this point, we can now generate some code. Now, generate has a couple different options on it. We are not going to do installable packages. They won't get us much at this point. So we'll just uncheck that option. Generation will be much faster. Just going to put some kind of comment in here to track it. We're going to leave it at build version 1.0. Again, not much there with the installable packages at this point. For me, I'm going to click generate, and off it will go to generate a wonderful source code package we can download and put onto our computer. So you see it's spinning around. Doesn't take very long. That was the actual real time, no editing. And now we have a little option there to download our source code, which we'll explore in the next part of this video. Okay, we got our download source code option there. Let's click on it, and we're going to save it down in a working directory on our hard drive. I've got one set up that's C, App Studio Projects, and I'm just going to drop that zip file with all the source code down into it. I'm going to open the folder. Now, we got the zip file there. It's got goodies in it that the computer may or may not like. Let us unblock it so we can actually use those things on our computer. DLLs, executables, all those things in there would be rendered not good to go unless we did that. Still got the zip file there, right mouse click on it, extract it out, and we will dump it out into a directory we can actually open and compile in and do all kinds of things like that. So click extract and chugga chugga chugga, technical term there for extracting. And we now have a directory there with full of source code and all kinds of goodies. We can go in and we can explore in, and we can see the source code that was rendered out by App Studio, ready to go for us to play with and compile and do all kinds of good things with. You can navigate around in here, explore. For instance, there's the assets that we put into our project up in the cloud, things like that. But basically, we now have the source code out, and we are ready to go. So we a couple different ways we can open this. Basically, just want to double-click on the solution file, the .sln file there. It'll open it up in Visual Studio. This can take a few seconds. Sip some coffee or something like that. Wiggle the mouse, make sure it's working. Up comes Visual Studio. It takes a first look at the solution, prepares it. And what we'll see is, look at that, Solution Explorer for Visual Studio has the project up and nicely laid out. And we can come up here and, oh, look at that failure. Could not find file, nasty, nasty, nasty. Get something like that, here's where you gotta look. See this ARM? This is not an ARM device. We're not building for ARM or anything like that. We're just gonna switch over to x86, and we're gonna build for x86. So we build, rebuild. Out goes x86, and this first build's going to chug along. Takes a little while here. And there we go. Now at this point we can run, so we'll come out, run it to the local machine. So this runs just like a regular Windows 10 app would. calculator, videos, anything like that. Kicks it off. Deploy started, deploys it locally. Will actually be in your start menu now. And there's our splash screen that we set up. Loading the app. Oh, there comes a frame rate counter. That's actually, we're debugging, so this is a good thing. This debug mode app uses frame rate counter by default. We got our hamburger menu. You can click on that. And we can see, didn't set up those little menu items right. But if we click on, say, the web one, there's the Wolf Bites coming up. We click on the phone call one. It tries to kick off. That was a map one. It tries to kick off a map to Tampa. We're not going to wait around on that. If we kick off the phone call one, it'll launch Skype. We can come over here, and there's the HTML rendered out. Click on Bing. It gives us the searches. So Kevin's got some very nice searches set up for himself there. But the app is basically working and good to go at this point. Excuse me. I'm going to come over here and close down all these browser windows. That one doesn't want to close. Oop. Here's a little trick you can do. Run it out to the simulator instead. So we're going to try running this out to our simulator here. And it will start up the simulator. You see that little square on the bottom? Let's go down there, open that up. And here comes our simulator. Basically, this is my desktop app. You see all the icons I got on my desktop. They're here as well. The app will come up. This is useful because we got to take a screenshot of the application. So we can use this tool here to render it in different sizes, different rotations. We can take screenshots of it in this, all kinds of things. So you can see the app running. We're not worried about that right now. Come over here and we can change the rendering. And we want 1366 by 768 as a default. We can also switch it over to, say, the 7-inch view on this thing. You can switch it over to 23-inch view. Oh, this one seems a bit wonky on this. There's another app running. Remember, this really is my desktop, so it's spinning up all those background processes. We can click there to get a screenshot. We can click on screenshot settings, see what it does. We can simulate bad network conditions here, so you can also click on that as well. Lots of options. Play around with it. We can rotate the screen. So say I'm using a tablet and I rotate it. You can see how that's going to look. And then to close it, you actually just come down there, close window, and click that little red square to stop the debugger. Stopping. So we know our app is ready to run. Why not take it up to the store? Now, I'm up here in my Katya account, VOW and Friends, and we see we've already got one Byte Master up there, but we're going to publish Byte Master 3. You notice it's not up there at this point. So, actually, no one's downloaded it. That's kind of sad. Oh, well. I'm not going to click Create New App. Do not click Create New App, but just showing you there is an option up there to create a new app. We're going to actually use the store tools inside Visual Studio to do this. Let's do a project. It's not there under Build. Under Project, Store, and then let's do a associate app with the store. So it goes off and gives us a nice little wizard to do this. So we got to sign in with our account. Get the password right. Uh-oh, it's that time. It wants to text me. I have to go to my phone, look up my secret code. Excuse me. Secret code, come here. Security code on my phone. Get to work through that. Try it. You can reuse this if you want. It's expired. Have fun. All right, checking my developer account. Now, I'll see the one app I've already created, which we don't want to work with, Bitemaster Tribute 2. What I'm going to do here is I want to go and see Bitemaster Tribute 2 matches that. Even if I refresh, still just got that one. We're going to enter our new app name, and this will be Bitemaster 3. He loves when we do this. At Bitemaster on Twitter. Y'all have fun with it. When I reserve it, it goes off and creates an entry in the store, and you see it show up in this list. In fact, if we go back over and we take a look at the account, you'll see Bitemaster 3 is also there. And now we can do a next. It's going to associate all this in with my app. Where's it going to do that? That's an interesting question. So let's click cancel real quick. If we can always come back to this, I'll show you, because we're going to have to. So we cancel our association, come over to project, and we'll take a look at the app manifest file for our app. And we can see it doesn't have all of our good stuff in there. Doesn't know anything about the publisher or anything like that. Our version was 1.1. All right. So we're going to go off and we're going to associate the app with the store again. It'll pull back a list of the ones we'd already created. We'll hook that Bitemaster 3 app by tapping on it. And then we hit next. Again, it tells us what it's going to put in there. We do associate, and that association cancels was from the old one. There's the new one, association successful, project, store, edit app manifest. And now you see there in the packaging that everything is set up with our new store association. So far this process is looking great, and I'm pretty happy with it. So close that off and get ready for the next part. Before we can publish, we're going to have to grab a screenshot of this. Could be a pain, but the little simulator I showed you earlier actually makes this pretty easy. So we're going to run to the simulator. We want to run to 1366 by 768 mode. That's the one required screenshot for store publishing. Obviously, you could go off and work your screenshots for some of the other stuff we'll see later, but we're just getting this minimal publish right here. There's some, like I said, it's my real desktop that shows up in here, so it's trying to start all these things that don't work in the simulator. There comes the Bitemaster app. We go check, make sure that we are 1366 by 768. And there's our screen. Let's make it big. We grab the screenshot by clicking on a little camera. Come on, click. There we are. And then I need to save this somewhere because my options have it going to the clipboard. I type in paint.net, then a little window. Thinks about it for a little bit, and there's my paint.net popping up. Grab that. And I just edit, paste in a new image. There's a screenshot, and I will save it out so I can use it later. I'll save as. Put it with my other assets as screenshot 2. Screenshot 2. And save it, and we're good to go. So, screenshot has been saved out. We can close the emulator. Again, right mouse click on it, close, and then go up, hit the little red button, and stop it. And now we have a screenshot saved down for us, and we are happy. So our next step is to build app packages. We're going to need basically a compiled app package that we can upload in the store. So if you go store, and you'll see at the bottom, create app packages. We'll click on that. Again, it kind of treats it like we're reassociating. So we're just going to go ahead and say, let's associate it. It's going to make a sign in. We'll come up with a list of our existing app names. We grab one. It's automatically incremented our versions. I like that. Building all three takes some time. We're just going to do an x86 without the DBG files here. We click create, and it's going to go off and create our app packages. Build started. And this can take a couple minutes, so this is actually a good shot to go get some coffee. All right, so cut a little time out there, and here we go. The code generation is finishing up. It's writing out our app packages. And the package has been successfully created. Now, it'll give us a little URL there that we can go and get to it. Ideally, we'd run the Windows App Certification Kit here. We're not going to mess with it at this point, but it will tell you if there's a bug in your app. I suggest you do run this thing. Just checks for a bunch of weird scenarios. But click on that, that little output location link, and it will open up Explorer and show us our app packages. So there we can see that we've got these app packages sitting there. And if we stretch it out so we can actually see the extension here, we will have an AppX upload ready to go. So now we're actually ready to upload our AppX, our application, to the store. We head over to our portal, dev.windows.com. It's making me log in again. And we are going to, we clicked on Bytemaster 3, and now we're into it. We can start our submission. First, we got to come over and do pricing and availability. We're going to do a free app. All right. Network being weird here. It's got to load our price tiers. I got to keep clicking on it. If I keep clicking on it, there we are, free. And no free trial. With markets, we're actually going to customize the markets. If you want something to be published quickly, start with a small market. I personally recommend USA, Canada, and New Zealand for your first publish, then add in other countries later. Makes it a very, very fast process to get things cleared through. So we're going to go select USA, Canada, and New Zealand. Lots of countries here to choose from. One thing to note is you can actually change the pricing tier for each country. That's a pretty cool option. Wasn't available in earlier releases of the store, but you can do it here. You can adjust it. So you see right now it just says base price. But not going to do anything with sale pricing. We want the app to publish immediately as soon as we push it. So you can see that publish date down at the bottom. Everything else looks pretty good. And let's click Save. Now let's take a look at our app properties. This is going to be a social app. Bytemaster is very, very social. Y'all should Twitter him at Bytemaster. But sometimes he's controversial. We'll make it 18+. These are PEGI ratings for used mainly for games. If we wanted to limit it to certain hardware, we could do that. We're not doing anything that's using declarations in here. And we save it. Next, we actually get to put that app package that we created up here. So we're going to go off, and we get a little window where we can basically just drag and drop in our app package. So I bring over Explorer. Explorer has my AppX up, and I drag it in. And you can see it's now uploading it. You can also browse to it. You see there's an option there to browse to it. It's just easier for me. I click Save, and it'll move us back out to the main screen. And, oh, no, it's incomplete. What do you mean? Click on that, and it pretty much throws up on me. But what's happening here is it's actually processing that app package. See, if you try and do it while it's processing it, not going to work. We come back out. We let it sit there a sec or two. We hit Refresh. And up there, it completed. Now let's go into descriptions. We're not going to publish this, so we're just basically filling in some goodies, put in a bunch of release notes. Don't want them to publish this. Hopefully they'll read that. Desktop, we're going to use that screenshot we created, screenshot two. This has got to have at least one screenshot, so I got to go hunt that thing down. Ooh, I think I put it in Bytemaster Assets called Screenshot 2. Get back over there. Happy Mouse, get back. Trying to get control of the mouse here. Open. There's our screenshot. Other options for art in here. If you're doing a professional app, obviously you'd want to use them all. You can specify features, not a required field. Real-time Bite Master alerts. We can put in keywords that would be used for searching. You have a limit of seven. He likes IoT, he lives in Tampa, good enough. Copyright, not going to mess with that. More license terms, not going to do that. We'll put in www.devfish.net. Didn't like it as a URL. Probably doesn't like the HTTP, whatever. Email at devfish@live.com. All right, come on. How is that not a valid email address? We're going to ignore them and just click Save. Excuse me. And then notes for certification. I'm just going to put in a note in case I accidentally do click publish. Please do not publish this. Now at that point, we hit save. We're back out. Now, if I click submit to the store, it'll go off to the store. It'll run through the approval cycles and start publishing it. You get emails at each stage of the way. When it's approved, you will get an email about that. So let's take a look at an app I've already published to see what you'll have up there. So here is Bite Master Tribute 2. Get it, T-O-O. Anyway, we can see it was published on 10/12. Absolutely no downloads. Bunch of other areas offered up that you may want to explore for your application. If we click on Submission 1, we can see all the details behind it. That's the stuff we just keyed in. We can scroll down, look around at other stuff. Still no downloads. Y'all should all go download it. There's ad mediation, promotion, promo codes, bunch of stuff we're not messing with. This is a very useful area for right now, the app identity under app management. By clicking in on this, we can find out our package identity name, our publisher, our display name for our publisher, our package ID and PIN, PFN and all this stuff, but we can also get this useful URL for publishing or sharing our application. So basically a web link to our application. Good for putting in a blog too and promoting your app or Twittering it or doing whatever you want. But very useful under app management, app identity. You've got a way of getting the URL right there. So check that out. So that's it. We've taken a look at how to take an App Studio source code app and publish it up to the Windows Store. I'm Joe Healy. I'm at blogs.msdn.com, like DevFish, at DevFish on Twitter. All images from copyright expired content at Gutenberg.org. Theme music is Dark Rock by Kevin MacLeod. Check him out at www.freepd.com. He's got some cool stuff. Hope to see y'all later. And if you're in Florida, just drop me a note. Have a great one. Talk to y'all later. Bye.